T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Super Tuesday to you. Special time today, noon to 3:30, before we give way to Clemson baseball. Coming your way at 4 p.m. right here on 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg. Always great to have you with us. All right. Some of you may find this very difficult, and I did as well. But we are going to identify strengths in the next segment of someone not easy to identify strengths on. We have Either Or coming your way at 2:40, the best thing we heard today. And we will hear from Travis Johnson coming your way at 3 p.m. all this afternoon, all right here on Offsides. Mark and Lonzo, ESPN Upstate, ESPN Upstate. All right, without further ado, since we are at two, you see how I just rocked that rhyme? We are going to get to the top two at two today, and the top two at two starts right now. At number two today is the breaking news that Carolina has come out and made the announcement that Cam Newton is very likely to be the starting quarterback this coming year. Cam Newton is likely to be the guy. Per Ian Rappaport, Panthers reportedly expected to retain Cam Newton as their starting quarterback. Ian Rappaport says the following. They're moving forward with Newton as their starter. He also added that even if the Panthers wanted to trade Newton, it would be hard to do so until the foot injury that cost him much of the 29 season is completely healed, a process that may not be completed for several months. This is in direct contrast to what Josh Parcells, our friend from sister station WFNZ in Charlotte, said about Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers on this very show yesterday at 4 p.m.
I don't think he starts in Carolina. No, I was saying 50-1 that he's out.
That he's gone. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
50-1 that he's gone is Josh Parcells for Cam Newton. He's not going to be the starter for the Carolina Panthers. So said Josh. Today the reverse comes out that the Panthers are planning to have him as the starting quarterback. So wherein lies the truth on this, ladies and gentlemen? The truth, as is always the case, is somewhere in the middle. When Lonzo and I have a spat, who's right, who's wrong? The verdict is almost always somewhere right in the middle. I believe that right now the Carolina Panthers realize that they're not going to get anything of value for Cam Newton. So you announce that he's coming back, you announce that he's likely going to be the starter, and you see what develops. If you get a clean bill of health, if he shows himself very, very well in the preseason, guess who's suddenly on the block for the Panthers? Because you see here, folks, in my life, something that's very important for me is to have a plan, and I'm having a hard time right now identifying what the Carolina Panthers' plan is. What is your plan? I can tell you what our plan is here at ESPN Upstate. We plan to bring you unbiased, unfiltered coverage with no agenda, the very best programming anywhere in the Upstate. That is our plan, okay? Whether you have a personal life plan, a professional life plan, I always believe in having that because it gives you direction. Right now, just being completely honest with you, I'm failing to be able to see, grasp, feel what the Carolina Panthers' plan is. Because if you're starting Cam Newton, if he is your starter, you're going to win 5, 6, 7 games, and you're not going to get an elite draft pick next year. You're not going to be able to tank for Trevor Lawrence, if that is what you want to do. So starting him doesn't make a lot of sense. It kind of puts you in purgatory. What is the value of winning 5, 6, or 7 games with Cam Newton next year? What is the value? I can tell you the value of tanking. I can't tell you the value of playing with Cam. And so it's hard for me right now, outside looking in, to understand what the plan is for Carolina. I suppose a smart move would be to do exactly what they've done, to announce that he'll be back, that he'll be in Carolina Panthers teal and black and silver. And then trade him anyway. You know, is this a smokescreen, ladies and gentlemen? I think that's something interesting to consider. And we're going to have to see how this plays out. I think it's one of the more fascinating stories of this particular postseason, the Cam Newton saga. What can be expected of him? Can he return to Pro Bowl form? We had Travis Johnson on earlier today, and Travis said on these airwaves that he said, look, there's a great track record of quarterbacks returning to their former form. Drew Brees, so on and so forth. But Cam Newton's up there now. He's on the wrong side of 30. And you wonder, you know, to what percentage will we see Cam Newton MVP form ever again? Is his body capable of performing at that level ever again? What would you do right now if you're the Carolina Panthers, ladies and gentlemen? What would you do with this Cam Newton situation? 1-844-477-3776 is the number. 1-844-GSP is the number to join us on the show. Next up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have some news and notes to share with you on the South Carolina Gamecocks. Number one, Ryan Helinski is now listed as being 100% fit and ready to go for the Gamecocks next season. 100% fit and healthy is Ryan Helinski. At least that's what he wants you to know, because Luke Doty is chomping at the bit for his job. Who's going to win said position? You have to think Helinski has the edge. Then again, I felt like, I don't know if you guys agree or disagree with this, I felt like Ryan Helinski regressed over the course of the season last year. I felt his performance suffered. I felt like there was a drop-off from the beginning of the season to the end. I don't know if the coaching staff got to him. I don't know if the coaching staff wasn't doing the job that they needed to do. But I think that goes without saying that he wasn't the same player toward the end of the season that he was at the beginning. The other piece of news to share with you is this. Javon Kinlaw is not working out at the NFL Combine. You know, I disagree with this. Travis Johnson, our guest, disagrees with this. We're of the belief that if you are not hiding anything, you should be performing at the Combine. Lonzo, any particular issue for you with Javon Kinlaw not showing what he's got at the NFL Combine? Why wouldn't you show? Why wouldn't you work out?
If I'm Kinlaw, he's there. He's going to answer questions and things like that. I would just flash the gun show around. You seen that dude's arms? Why does he even need to work out?
Well, but just show what you got.
He'll probably do that at his pro day. The thing is, again, he's a big guy. I think some guys want to rest on their game film, and maybe that's what he's doing.
Yeah, I'm always disappointed when I hear this. I'm disappointed when I hear that Joe Burrow isn't throwing, and I know the defense is going to be look at the number of guys who aren't performing, but I cover the teams from this area. Okay, I cover Clemson, I cover South Carolina. I cover the SEC, I cover the ACC. And when a player has a chance to elevate his draft stock and he doesn't take that opportunity, it bothers me. It bothers me. And it's kind of hard to figure out the why there. It really, really is. And then, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to tell you the following thing that I realized today, and it's very upsetting to me. South Carolina is getting in the way of a great event, of a fantastic event. As a matter of fact, I would tell you the following. I would say to you very, very honestly and very clearly that there has not been a better sports event. There have been others that have been really, really close, okay, maybe even in tied. But there has not been a better atmosphere, a better vibe, a better sports event than when I attended Clemson versus South Carolina in baseball at Fluor Field last year, late February. There has not been a better event since I've been here. And guess what's not going to Fluor Field this year? Clemson and South Carolina in baseball. Why are Clemson and South Carolina not playing in Fluor Field this year? You want to know why? I'll tell you why they're not doing that. Because South Carolina feels like it's basically a home game for Clemson. That's the view from South Carolina. They feel like it's basically a home game for Clemson. Let me tell you guys something, okay? It's an hour and 37 minutes from Clemson. It's an hour and 37 minutes from South Carolina to Fluor Field. I put it into the GPS today. All right, from Columbia, South Carolina, the University of South Carolina's campus, an hour and 37 minutes from their campus to Fluor Field in Greenville. It is 37 minutes from Clemson to Fluor Field. Oh, Mark Ryan, you are proving our point. You see why South Carolina wanted to move the game? Not so fast, my friend. Need I remind you where the world's largest outdoor cocktail party is played? In college football. Need I remind you that every single year there is an even split in that particular crowd? Should I remind you what the distance is to Everbank Field in Jacksonville, Florida, from the University of Georgia and from the University of Florida? Ladies and gentlemen, here you go. From the University of Florida to Everbank Field in Jacksonville is an hour and 24 minutes. From the University of Georgia to Everbank Field in Jacksonville, Florida, it's 5 hours and 34 minutes. An hour and 24 to 5 hours and 34. Yet the Bulldog fans show up in mass every single year. Every single year. Despite the fact that they are 4 hours and 10 minutes further away from the stadium than Florida Gator fans. So South Carolina fans, what's the excuse? Because this game is moving. Because the athletic department of South Carolina said that it was basically a home game for Clemson. 37 minutes away from Clemson, an hour and 37 minutes away from South Carolina. What's the excuse there? That was a fantastic event. It was packed. You're in an old school stadium. It felt like you were in a scene from the movie The Natural. It felt totally surreal. I'm told that they're going to return for one game next year, but that they're not continuing to return annually because South Carolina administration, athletic department, fans feel like it's basically a home game for Clemson. Folks, that really bludgeons my blueberries. Those are today's top two at two. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at MARC Ryan on Air. That's at Mark Ryan on Air. And you may email the show, Mark Ryan, MARC Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Lonzo, I don't like how in today's day and age, people feel like they need to jump to the defense of whatever side they're on, be that politically or otherwise. I can tell you that Barack Obama was the very worst picker of NCAA brackets I've ever seen. All right? I can tell you that President Trump should be able to tell you accurately what state Kansas City, the city, is in. I can tell you both of those things. But Lonzo, if you were there last year, as I was, to witness this unbelievable event at Fluor Field, Clemson versus South Carolina, packed house, it felt like you had been time capsuled back to the 1960s on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. And to hear today that the reason why we're not playing in Fluor Field for that series again this year is because South Carolina felt like it was a home game for Clemson. That's a problem with the South Carolina fan base. That's a problem with them not being willing to make the trip because I don't hear that excuse when Georgia plays Florida in Jacksonville. I don't hear it.
Well, we don't know how they go about selling tickets for Fluor Field. Is it, if it's first come, first served, then the Clemson fans, which there seems to be more of, especially in Greenville, are going to get there and buy up all the tickets.
Well, no, you don't have to get there to buy the tickets. You know as well as I do, today in today's day and age, you get them online.
Yeah, but if you have a home game, you have a certain allotment, and then the visiting team has a certain allotment. If it's not the case there, then I agree with them. Then it's unfair, and it becomes more of a home game. Now, if I'm South Carolina, I want to come up here and beat Clemson twice at home if they consider it a home game. But I get their point. If you can beat them at home, you can beat them away. But I get that it robs everybody. And Fluor Field is nice. I got to go there a bunch of times, especially when it first opened up. And it's cool where it is and what the area used to be like and what
awesome.
It is now.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And I have – this is a direct text from a media member that I'm friends with in Columbia, South Carolina. This is a direct quote from him. Quote, honestly, the reason they switched it up is because USC fans complained that it was basically a home game for Clemson. That's pathetic. That is absolutely pathetic. And that is a great environment for a college baseball game. It was insane.
What was the makeup? Do you remember? Was it more Clemson fans?
No, yeah, it was. I remember it was more Clemson fans, and it was more. And I asked people about that when I was there. That was a topic of discussion. I said I thought it was 70-30 Clemson fans, I think, last year. And, you know, people said, well, it's further away for us. But, again, Lonzo, Georgia, Florida is 5.5 hours away for Georgia, 50% attendance in the stadium.
And that's football. And again, they have an allotment when it comes to college stadiums. I'm guessing they don't have that at Fluor Field because we're a pro team place.
No, I do think it's first come, first serve.
Right.
I do think you can get your tickets online, which would make it no excuse for South Carolina fans not to represent 50% of the stadium.
I guess the majority of people buy their tickets online now, but baseball I would think would be the kind that you just walk up and buy your tickets, especially there.
You know, when I went last year, I walked up day of the game. I had no ticket, right? I wore my ESPN Upstate shirt and I said, I'm here to cover the game. And because it was sold out, they said, Mark, we have no spots left. But we'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just get you into the game without a ticket. You just can't be in the press box. And you're probably going to have standing room only. And that was the case. The game was sold out. It was absolutely sold out. No room in the press box. It was jam-packed. The atmosphere was off the chain. All due respect to the Greenville Drive. I mean, I think there's probably only a few drive games of the year that can come close to matching the atmosphere that I saw last year. And because SC fans complained, now we don't get South Carolina versus Clemson in Greenville. Come on, man. Come on, man.
But see, you're taking the word of one guy. I would try to find, trusted, I don't know how you could trusted, get confirmation.
A trusted media member that has said they switched it up because South Carolina fans complained that it was basically a home game for Clemson. So
if you were Florida, if you're still at Florida and there was a deal where Florida was playing Florida State at a place that was supposed to be neutral, but it wasn't really, and you knew that it was going to be 70-30, would you still go? Or would you complain about it because there wasn't an allotment of tickets for you and your team to buy to make it even? It would be a much better game if it was 50-50, wouldn't it?
No, I don't think really 70-30 or 50-50 changes what I'm seeing field.
It definitely does.
On the field.
It changes the atmosphere, though, if it's 50-50.
It changes the atmosphere slightly, yes.
Slightly.
But here's the thing, Lonzo. You know, what happened to the anyone, anywhere, anytime mantra that good teams have? All right, obviously, Greenville is closer to Clemson than it is to South Carolina.
See, I agree with you, but the team's not saying it. The fans are, according to your source.
Yeah, no. I've read it from both. So they're playing at Segra Stadium this year, and then they're going to play a game in Fluor Field next year. And it's a thing, man. All I can tell you is, I've seen no more special environment my entire time here. I've seen no more special environment my entire time here than being at Fluor Field a year ago.
And I would say, if I were there and it was 70-30, it wouldn't be special to me.
Well, you're a Gamecock fan.
Exactly.
I'm a neither fan, and it was amazing. It was awesome. Just seeing the different colors there, seeing the vibe, old school stadium. Let's get to Michael, who's up next on the show. Hey, Michael, thanks for the call, man. You're offsides.
Hey, Joe. I think you're looking at it from just one perspective, which is, one, yeah, it is great for Greenville. I love it. That's great to go. But Clemson fans aren't 37 minutes away from the stadium. Most Clemson fans don't live in Clemson. They're in Greenville. So that's 10 minutes away from that stadium. But if you look at it throughout the whole state, what if you're a Clemson fan in Charleston? You know, I think that this game should rotate from Charleston to Columbia to Greenville. I mean, what if you're in Charleston now, you can get up to the game in Columbia and see your team play, Clemson and South Carolina.
I could make a point that there are plenty of Gamecocks fans in the upstate to fill Floor Field.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. But I'm saying, it is, like you said yourself, weighted more Clemson fans. And really, I don't have a big problem with that. But you're right, it will be more Carolina fans in Columbia. But there's going to be other Clemson fans from around the state that's going to be easier for them to get to Columbia than it would be for them to get to Greenville. So I think they're spreading this game throughout the whole state, which I think is best for everybody.
Well, I'll tell you, Michael, that atmosphere. Have you been to a Clemson-South Carolina game at Floor Field?
It's awesome. Absolutely awesome.
How awesome is that? I mean, Lonzo doesn't even like baseball. Lonzo doesn't even like baseball, and that would be the one event that I would try to drag him out to, because we'd be sitting here, and Lonzo would say, "This is incredible. I feel like I'm in a 1960s movie right now."
I've been to a ton of baseball games. I think you're painting me in a bad light. And listen, I would love to go, but not if it's 70-30. Because then it's overbalanced to one side.
So help the balance out.
You know, I'd be worried that someone would want to punch me or something.
You just gotta be louder. That's exactly right. So I don't know, Michael. I'm upset that South Carolina fans are behind the removal of having at least one game there every year. I mean, I that is such a special rivalry, man. And Greenville, look, Greenville County, biggest county in the state. So the best baseball rivalry in the state, the biggest county, doesn't get a game every year? Come on, man. Come on. Give us one game every year. You play how many times a year? Three? Give us one game every year. Come on.
That's a fair point.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate the phone call here on Offsides ESPN Upstate. Let's check on the text line real quick. Carolina fan in Greenville always loved the game at Fuhr Field, but Segra Field in Columbia has the ability to sell 2,000 more seats than Fuhr Field. I've never heard any Gamecock fan complain. News to me. So, yeah, you're not going to complain. Segra Field in Columbia, South Carolina. You're not going to complain about that, but
I don't think that was the point. I think the point is they haven't heard him complain, period, about the thing.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's why it left. All right, guys. Coming up next, it is very, very difficult with this one particular person to identify strengths, but we will do our best when Offsides continues right after this ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. A text coming in to me from a listener of the show. Mark, I'm super bummed that the Reedy River rivalry isn't at...
The what?
Reedy... Rivalry Week. Say that three times fast. Rivalry Week, Rivalry Week, Rivalry Week. I'm super bummed that the Reedy River rivalry isn't at Fluor Field. I've been every single year. All my Carolina buddies feel the same. I wish the basketball teams would play at Bon Secours personally, but I've never heard any Gamecock fans actually complain. That sounds like regional bias there. I think it's more realistic that money came into the consideration, and that's what drove the game out of Greenville. I'm going to reach out to my bigwig buddies in Columbia and see what I can find out. Either way, it's a necessary conversation. You've got the whole office fired up. Hey guys, shoot me the name of your company, listener, and I'll give you guys a shout. But great to have you with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. Here's the reality of the situation that came from, and I need you to understand this, a very trusted sports media member in Columbia. Now, I don't share his name with you simply because this was a private conversation that he and I were having, and he didn't ask to get his mentions filled on social media with a bunch of heat today. So I'm not going to share his name with you, but I can tell you that's coming from a very, very good account, a friend in Columbia sports media. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, I have a friend in sports media in Columbia, South Carolina. And the direct words to me were, the reason they switched it up is because South Carolina fans complained that it was basically a home game for Clemson. And I trust that to be true, and that's pathetic. It's pathetic. You know, that, and whether you're a Clemson fan or South Carolina fan, I'm sure we can all agree that that atmosphere, Reedy River rivalry, Fluor Field, is an atmosphere in the upstate that is unparalleled when it comes to sports. That was one of the sickest atmospheres for a sports game I've ever seen in the best way possible. It was insane. And, you know, like I've had people say to me, Mark, I've had people say to me, hey, you going to come out to South Carolina Clemson baseball this year? When they've said that to me, I've assumed they're talking about Fluor Field. I only just found out that we're not playing a game in Fluor Field this year. And it burns my brownies, man. It really, really does. Let's get to Neil up first here on Offsides. Hey, Neil, thanks for the call, bud. How you doing?
What's up, Mark? You know, it's funny because I felt like when I turned the radio on, I felt like it was Christmas in February, man, because I wasn't expecting to hear Offsides with Mark Ryan and Lonzo. And then Mark Ryan, I guess Clemson garbage basketball is actually good for something, you know? You get to listen to Mark Ryan a little earlier than normal. I guess that's why you guys are early.
No comments. No comment, Neil. But I appreciate the support nonetheless.
Let me say a few things about the NBA, if I could, Mark. This sure. is the best and the worst NBA product we've had maybe ever, and I'm going to explain what I mean by that. First, I'll start with the best. There's more NBA talent across the board now. And I'm always one of those people who love to talk about the 80s basketball, NBA basketball. It's better now than it's ever been across the board talent-wise. If you start thinking about teams, even like Kevin Durant and Kyrie, they're out, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, you add those guys into the mix now, you've got legitimately probably 12 to 15 teams across the board. It's got at least two superstars. And then you've got teams like a Denver, other teams that have maybe one superstar and maybe just really three or four really good players, like, say, Toronto. It's really good that way. Maybe the best we've ever seen.
So let me ask you a question. The current Lakers versus the Bad Boy Pistons, who wins? You know what the answer to that is? You know what whatever rules they're playing by. There's the answer.
That's exactly right. It depends on what the Pistons as well. When they were young and healthy, it would probably be the Pistons if they let them by with what they used to let them by with, like you say. If it was the Pistons team that the Bulls beat that got old, it would be the Lakers. But I'm not so sure that the Lakers team this year is the best team, to be honest. I do like the signing of Markieff Morris. He does bring a toughness. He's very good defensively. But I was the one who called your show after they got Anthony Davis and we realized that we weren't going to get Kawhi Leonard. I was the one who said Bradley Beal would be the next best guy to fit in. That would be a perfect piece with Anthony Davis and LeBron because he's tough. He can shoot from anywhere. He can get his own shot. He can create other people's shots. And the guy can just go all. He's kind of like Klay Thompson. You never know what you're going to get, but at any moment he can score 20 in a quarter. So
the thing is he willing to play third fiddle, though? Bradley Beal. He wants to be a number one, not a number three.
I don't know. He's got that mentality that you would think maybe not because he has got that tough guy mentality and, you know, he's got that persona. But I don't know. When it comes to winning, I think the guy is actually wanting to win. So maybe he would. Maybe just to win a championship or two, maybe he would. I don't know. So I want to explain the worst, though, because I said about the best. I think talent-wise is the best. But what's the worst? And this drives me crazy in any sport, and I started thinking about it, Mark. These guys play 82 games a year, right, in the NBA. And they say, and I've heard NFL guys say this, I hear college guys say this, oh, well, there's no way, I hear the media talking about this, there's no way these guys can get up for 82 games a year. Okay, so you play 48 minutes 82 times a year. The average NBA salary is $7.7 million. You've got, and that's including guys that are, who never play. You've got guys making $45 million a year, and you can't get up 82 times for 48 minutes. I'm sorry, but they need to be kicked somewhere, and I'm
okay,
not going to say it on
okay,
the air.
Okay, but I understand. You got respect for Lonzo. No, listen, dude, check this out. But it works for Kawhi. You saw how fresh he was in the postseason last year. That's why Toronto won.
I'm not just talking about sitting out every now and then. I'm okay with that. What I'm talking about is when you're in the game, and I guess it's because of the point spread, to be honest with you, Mark, and you're going to get a good laugh out of that. But when you've got a team like last night, Miami, and they're up by 22 points late third, they're favored by 5.5, and they end up losing straight up, come the hell on. Give effort, like have the Mamba mentality. If you want to give no effort, then do it during practice. You play 82 times for 48 minutes. What is that, 65 hours a year? You're making $20 million a year to freaking work for what, 65
hours? I totally agree
hours?
With you.
What?
I totally agree
I
with
mean,
you.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Just give effort the entire 48 minutes. Have the Mamba mentality. Have the fourth quarter of the NBA All-Star Game mentality. And the NBA would be the best product in all of sports, because the guys that played in the NBA are just unbelievable athletically. It would be incredible to watch that. And what we get is a bunch of guys like James Harden, who dribbles the ball for 20 seconds and then gets fouled or charges. And then on the other side, the dude never plays defense. It just pisses me the hell off knowing what the average American makes. And then these guys are out there making freaking $25, $30 million a year to not even give effort. I just want to kick some of them right in the damn nads.
You got a cringe from Lonzo there. Thanks for the call, buddy. Always good to hear from you. Gator Neal here on the show today. We had an old friend that was on the line just a minute ago.
Yeah, he said that you would know who he was.
I absolutely know who he is. He knows I know who he is, and he knows who our new host is. And that was going to be an enjoyable conversation.
He was actually calling to talk to Rob. And then I told him that Rob would be back on tomorrow. And he's like, well, is Mark there? And it's like, yeah. He's like, well, put this up there. He'll know who I am.
I didn't know who he was. All right, coming up next, though, it's time to do a little ditty we call Either Or. Coming your way on the flip side right after this. It's Offsides, ESPN Upstate. It is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. What is going on, everybody? What is good? Rolling your way until 3:30 p.m. this afternoon to make way for Clemson baseball. Hey, guess where you won't be able to see Clemson and South Carolina play baseball this year? Fluor Field in Greenville. That's because the South Carolina fans complained that it was a home game for Clemson. Whoop-de-freaking-do. 37 minutes away from Clemson, an hour and 37 minutes away from South Carolina. Doesn't stop Georgia fans being four hours further away from Jacksonville than the Florida Gators campus is from making their way down to Jacksonville, Florida. There's plenty of Gamecocks fans here to fill up Fluor Field three times over, so it doesn't even matter really the distance from the campuses. But people like to use that as a convenient excuse. And anyway, who are the big losers in all of this? You and me and everybody else, the fans, who don't get to see the single best sports atmosphere this year that I've witnessed in the whole time that I've been here. It was fantastic. It was electric. It was, you walk in and the truly great atmospheres in sports hit you in the face immediately. Like, you don't need to take 5 minutes to let it soak in. It punches you in the face immediately. As soon as you walk in the doors, it hits you. Oh, man, this is special. Florida, Florida State, 1997. Florida State's number one. Florida's got two losses. They upset the number one team in the country, Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. I still have the ticket. $6 student ticket back in the day. Still have it. You walked in, you knew. This is special. You walked into Fluor Field, Clemson, South Carolina last year. You knew it's special. It didn't matter. The divvying up of the fans didn't matter. Okay? It didn't matter. It was just a special environment, and both sides appreciated it. Let's get to an abbreviated version of Either Or, which starts right now. All right, Lonzo, so Matt Rhule was asked about Cam Newton today, and here is what he had to say. New Panthers head coach.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely want Cam here. There's no doubt about that. I just, I'm going to be very, like, methodical about the way I do things, right? It makes me kind of boring sometimes. I get it. But at the end of the day, like, you know, it's all about what's next for us, and that's just we have to make sure we continue to get him healthy, and he's doing a great job of that. I want to make sure I say that he's going above and beyond in that regard. So when healthy, I think there's no doubt about who he is and what he can do. So we just have to get him there. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so is Matt Rhule telling the truth that he wants Cam Newton here? Yay or nay, Lonzo?
Yeah, he's telling the truth. For this year, he wants him there. There's a little bit of a difference between the cut and that, and my headache's back. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so you say Matt Rhule is telling the truth. Here are the facts as to whether you're right or wrong. He's not telling the truth. Matt Rhule is trying to up Cam Newton's trade value because they're out with the old, in with the new in Carolina. They're blowing it up. They're starting over. There's no way Cam Newton fits. Maybe I'd have to have a sit-down lunch with Matt Rhule to explain the fit of Cam Newton for a team that's rebuilding. But I don't get it. Frankly, I just don't get it. What do you got, Lonzo?
So you'd have to explain it to him. That's what you just said. You would sit down and tell him how, okay.
I want his explanation.
No, you made it sound like you were going to tell him why he's wrong.
All right.
Anyway, that is what you said. I want you to know that. I had to rearrange my either or because you took them all. But one you did not take, today is pancake day. Who has the best pancakes, McDonald's, IHOP, Denny's, or Stax Omega?
I've never been to Stax Omega. What is that?
It's a Stax Omega restaurant.
Is that here?
Yes. It's a local restaurant.
Is it a chain?
I'll tell you later, and you'll be getting a text or an email.
Oh, it's my buddy's restaurant. Is that?
No, I think he's at the original. This is Omega.
It's a different one.
It was an offshoot.
I haven't been to that one.
Yeah.
No,
I've had breakfast from there before.
I haven't been to that one, and pancakes are hard for me, Lonzo, because I got to be gluten-free, right? So there is a place that I do go to that will remain nameless, where I can get a gluten-free Bananas Foster waffle here in town.
It's not a pancake.
I could get them pancakes as well. Of the three that I've eaten at, you know it's got to be Stax's Omega's actually the best. But I haven't had pancakes there. When I used to be able to eat pancakes back in the day, it would have to be IHOP.
Well, I got to tell you, no way it's IHOP. It would be Denny's. And by the way, Stax Omega is awesome. But if I had to pick between the chains, I would go with Denny's.
Where is Stax Omega? Where is that?
Here. I don't have the address. I can look it up for
okay.
you.
Because I know where the original is. That's the only one I remember passing, though. I always go to the original. I've been to the original 5+ times already. You know?
Good for you.
All right. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, I have this question for you as part of Either Or for today. Do combine workouts help or hurt a player? Javon Kinlaw would tell you they hurt. He's not performing. Joe Burrow would tell you they hurt. He's not performing. Do combine workouts, by and large, help or hurt a player?
See, I don't think there's a right answer to this because it could be either. I think it depends on the individual player.
You know, it's part of the contractual.
Stax Omega is on Orchard Park, by the way.
There you go.
It is right.
Part
here.
Of the contractual agreement between an either or is that you have to answer the question one way or another, Lonzo. You have to answer it one way or another. By the way, Michael Stathakis is already tweeting about this. Already tweeting about this immediately. You got to answer one way or another. I think by and large, workouts, if you're the real deal, they help you. Workouts help you. All right? That's the bottom line, man. They help you. If you have got nothing to hide, if you can perform on the bench press, the 40-yard dash, if you are legit, the workouts will help you and then some. All right? Now, if you're Elijah Holyfield and you run a 5-flat 40 as a running back, it's not going to help you very much, as we saw from the Georgia running back a year ago, ended up in Panthers camp. All right, coming up next, the show is not over, ladies and gentlemen. We are rolling until 3:30, but we will get to the best thing we heard today on the flip side, right here on Offsides ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. It's time for the best thing we heard today, but a reminder, the show is not over. Oh, no. The show will roll on until 3:30, making way for Clemson baseball right here on ESPN Upstate. So stick and stay with us for the first 30 minutes of the next hour. The best thing we heard today starts now.
I ain't leaving. Oh, wait a minute. Wayne Boxer, shoot a second. You see the difference between me and a lot of these so-called big-time
stars? I'm dying a slow death.
Big time money. The bottom line is, pal.
What is this?
I pay a grand a pair for these. They're alligator. They're custom made. I got Mercedes-Benz, Rolls Royce, the biggest house on the biggest hill, on the biggest side of town. You know why I got all that? Because I was born with a golden sports. And that took me to the World Heavyweight Wrestling Championship. You talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine ride, jet flying, son of a gun, woo, 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 woo.
Don't disparage Ric Flair in Flair country, or they will come.
Amused, Lonzo? Do I look amused? I feel every individual chest hair, manly chest hair, leaving my body one by one.
Oh, that's ridiculous. This should get you pepped up and ready to go for the day.
Travis Johnson.
Let me hear you woo.
Travis Johnson joins us next, former NFLer. We'll hear about his NFL combine experiences.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.